blind anybody. I think their whey protein is the best.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. New herbicide would bring Hollywood's Terminator to life. A New York Times article last week explained the problem of superweeds, but missed an opportunity to connect the dots between increasing use of the toxic defoliant known as 2,4-D and the serious health risks linked to exposure, which include Parkinson's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, thyroid, and reproductive problems. That's an urgent issue because kids at hundreds of elementary schools across the country will be increasingly likely to be exposed to 2,4-D if the Environmental Protection Agency approves its inclusion in a new herbicide mixture for genetically engineered corn and soybeans. The New York Times story aptly compared the rise of herbicide-resistant superweeds to the premise of Hollywood's Terminator. That's because when a farmer first sprays a field of crops genetically engineered to tolerate being doused with a weed killer, nearly all of the weeds in the field will die off. But those that don't die pose the same threat expressed in Arnold Schwarzenegger's famous warning,
"I'll be back."
And like his cyborg movie character, they come back stronger. Excessive spraying of weed killer allows the hardest weeds to survive and multiply, a classic example of evolution at work. Farmers then desperately spray even more weed killer, repeating the cycle until they've created nearly indestructible weedy monsters. The short-term chemical-dependent solution to the superweed problem that Dow AgroScience is now pushing is the agricultural equivalent of Attack of the Clones meets Groundhog's Day, a poor attempt to recreate the magic of the original that is doomed to repeat itself. But Dow is banking on U.S. Department of Agriculture and EPA overlooking the short-sightedness of simply throwing more harmful chemicals at the superweed problem. The new weed killer that the chemical company wants the government to approve is called Enlist Duo, a mix of glyphosate and the older, more toxic chemical 2,4-D. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition and Carl Recommends today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Phthalates link to testosterone reductions in both genders. Increased urinary levels of endocrine-disrupting phthalates found in flexible plastic in some personal care products are associated with significant declines in testosterone levels not just in men, but in women and children as well, according to research published online in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. The findings add to mounting evidence on the reproductive risk linked to exposures to the endocrine-disrupting chemicals. However, many questions have remained regarding which chemicals are disruptive and who is most at risk. While previous studies have identified phthalates, particular DI2-ethohexyl phthalate, also known as DEHP, to be anti-androgenetic in rats and associated with decreased testosterone levels, most studies looking at their effects on testosterone have been small or involved unique subpopulations. In seeking to investigate the relationship in a larger, more general population, Dr. Meeker and colleagues evaluated new data on 13 urinary phthalate metabolites and serum testosterone levels in 2,208 participants in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey between 2011 and 2012. Whereas multiple phthalates were associated with significant reductions in testosterone in both sexes and various age groups, the strongest association among females was in the 40 to 60-year age group, among whom testosterone levels were reduced by as much as 24% with exposure particular to monobenzyl phthalate. Urinary increases in DEHP were also associated with a 20.1% decrease in testosterone in general. And in the subgroup of boys aged 6 to 12, increases in DHP were associated with as much as 29% reduction in testosterone. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday. We're starting the week off on a Tuesday. This is kind of weird because we're starting the week off with the Blueprint Power Hour with my good friend Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing terrific. I've got my son here with me today. And I wanted to have him make his Superhuman Radio debut, but he got some cold feet at the last minute.
He doesn't want it. Well, maybe he can just yell in the background. How about that one? Tell him that he can just say things about Daddy in the background. How about that one?
Oh, no,
Daddy's picking his nose again. But anyway, so Nicholas Maximus is here, and maybe we'll even get a little something out of him a little bit later in the show. Yeah, this is kind of odd, Tuesday, starting off with the Blueprint Power Hour. It's usually the second day, but because we were off yesterday for Labor Day, which I did labor, Lisa and I shipped a lot of Primal D yesterday. So that was a good thing. Later in the show, at the top of the second hour, we're going to be talking about how capsaicin, hot pepper, can actually keep you from developing colon tumors and tumors in your gut in general. And then during the second half hour of the second hour, I'm going to be joined by Elisa Profumo. I've gotten into it. I posted an article last week about thigh gap, and little did I know that it was going to polarize some people. I've got some people that came out against me about this thigh gap thing. We're going to talk about it during the bottom of the second hour. Anyway, how's things going with you, Rob? What's new with you? You're training? You're not training? What's going on?
Yeah, I finally got back into the swing of things yesterday because my back just keeps constantly giving me issues. And I need to stay away, at least for the time being, from unilateral work, like one-arm push-ups and chin-ups.
It's torquing you back, huh?
Yeah, yeah. The one-legged squats are probably the worst, you know? So, hey, where there's a will, there's a way, and I found it.
There you go. All right, so let's start right off with the first question that comes from a longtime listener and contributor to the Blueprint Army, Panos Antonakos. He says, I saw a Facebook post about your IGF-1 levels, meaning yours, because you talked about this last week. Any idea why they might be so high?
Yeah, well, for reference sake, I had blood work done in early August. It was a complete panel. And given a reference range of 113 to 172, I scored 424. So the big question for me was why, and is there something I can do to leverage it? With respect to why, I honestly don't know. I've never used IGF-1, peptides, GH, etc., nor was I using GABA. or any other amino that might account for. There were a couple possibilities that ran through my mind. One, I was fasting, and I've been doing that for 2 years, intermittent fasting. And then two, I was under some extreme stress, probably the worst of my life that week. They're both long shots, though. So I set out to research it further. It turns out one of the more common causes with these high numbers is a pituitary tumor.
It's actually called a pituitary adenoma. This is a benign tumor that, while it is not cancerous, it causes the pituitary to overproduce growth hormone. Growth hormone.
Yeah.
And this is what people who have acromegaly or giantism suffer from.
It may explain why I was still able to make progress in training in the face of both low test and high cortisol.
I don't think you have a pituitary adenoma. Look, fasting raises growth hormone levels, number one. Number two, if you are a friend of dairy and red meat, you're automatically going to get higher IGF-1 levels. And if you're using colostrum, that's going to influence IGF-1 levels. So I have a feeling between your training, your fasting, and the things that you eat, that's the source of your IGF-1 levels being high. And by the way, that's an age-adjusted range you just gave. Because a youthful person, the top of the range is 400. So you just have youthful IGF-1 levels. That's all it is.
Well, I'll tell you, I drink a lot of milk, and I eat red meat almost every night.
Well, there you go. That's really where it's coming from.
Yeah. Cool.
Mike Kozlowski says, I'm 45 years old, 6'3", and 280 pounds. I am a stud. Now, unfortunately, most of it is fat. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. At what point to add the weights in? I'm going to concentrate on losing the chub first.
Yeah, you know, this is a common mistake, and it's still widely held belief in gyms around the country, probably the world. I'm not sure if it stems from fear over the fact they're weak, right, and they're going to be ridiculed, or embarrassment, ignorance on how to lose the body fat. Muscle is the engine that burns calories and ultimately body fat. It sounds like Mike may be new to the weight, so a break-in is probably required. I really like 5x5 for beginners, secondary to proper form being used. And for that, I usually steer people to Dave Tate's website, EliteFTS.com.
Yeah.
You know, there you're going to find some great videos of the big three and plenty of variations. I usually suggest training two or three times a week in order to build just that baseline work capacity. Off days, I have them rotate high-intensity interval training with low-intensity, working up to 20 and 40 minutes respectively. After 6 weeks, Mike should be carrying a lot more muscle and be on autopilot with his gym visits. He should limit his scale weigh-ins to twice a month and take a tape measure of his arms, chest, waist, and mid-thigh. I'm betting he'll see a slight loss in scale weight, but a much bigger loss around the midsection.
Yeah.
Now, what I just spec'd out wasn't complex, and that was the point. If you put a beginner on a low-carb cycling ketogenic diet, pair that with a lactic acid tolerance training split, you'll be lucky if that person makes it a month. Instead, the message should be as follows. Strength train 2 to 3 days a week, cardio 2 to 3 days a week, eat clean 80% of the time, or establish a cheat day. You know, this was a beginner question, but consider this. All of us know someone who's going to take the plunge come January. And those 3 points are easy to remember and to put into practice. So encourage more people to join us in the world of physical culture.
Yeah, yeah. And pass this information along. Pass this show along. Tell them to listen to the Blueprint Power Hour every Tuesday on Superhuman Radio. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from James Dillon. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at the Superhuman Radio Network. Remember, Patronize the sponsors. Rob Regish is a sponsor. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more about the products and services he offers. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here at the Superhuman Radio Network. James Dillon says, I want to try intermittent fasting, but I'm confused about all the approaches. There's only one. I also know you recommend amino acids during the fast phase, especially for ectomorphs, and I am an ecto. I also have EC on hand, which is ephedra and caffeine, and tolerate it well. Anything else to stack with it? Can you elaborate on why, which diets and amino acids, and when? I just don't want to mess this up. I got to speak up real quick. If you really are going to intermittent fast, you shouldn't be taking amino acids or anything. Maybe some tea, some water, tea, at best, maybe a cup of coffee with no sugar, no cream in it. But you shouldn't be taking amino acids or anything. Now, that's just my opinion, but go ahead, Rob.
Well, it seems like everyone and their brother is laying claim to discovering intermittent fasting.
Yeah, I know.
The reality is it's likely the diet that man grew up on, right? He hunted during the day. There's your exercise. And ate up big at night, provided he was able to kill something. If you study the drawings, early man was both lean and muscular, and that was no accident. So I would suggest easing into it by fasting until, let's say, 11 a.m. the first day, followed by adding an hour each day. If you're really hungry, a handful of berries is a low-sugar, high-nutrient density stack. I'd also suggest drinking lemon water to top off hydration levels. You want to work up to 16 hours or thereabouts fasting, given there is some evidence that protein synthesis peaks during that time. It's ideal to exercise prior to breaking your fast because it amplifies the uptake of all of your food. Now, this isn't going to be every day, but let's take a look at some quick and dirty rules I have. One, start with a live salad, preferably one that contains spinach. Two, proceed to your protein. Three, finish by eating complex carbs. So what I've done there is begin by loading fiber and some very important phytochemicals in the salad. It should include mushrooms, tomatoes, onions, bell peppers, olive oil, etc. And the spinach is naturally high in ECDE, so every little bit helps. Next up is protein, hopefully with some healthy fats, organic grass-fed beef. That's my top pick. At that point, you should be getting full. And it's also why carbs are called for last. Although they're good carbs, they're not as important as the proteins and fats. In fact, you've heard this said before, there's no such thing as an essential carbohydrate where
it's a misnomer because we don't need carbs. We could live without carbs. So there's no essential carbs.
Sure can.
There you go.
What I found is you can eat two or three of these meals over almost 8 hours if you're already lean. It's easy to remember, shop for, and put into practice. If you're coming from a 5 to 6 small protein meals a day type background, you're going to go through a love-hate relationship with this diet because you'll love the way it simplifies your life. And once fine-tuned, the rapid fat loss that follows, you will hate the fact you bought into the, if you don't get protein every 3 hours, your muscle will disappear nonsense. I know I did. So I hope that helps.
Tommy Rogers says, I'm confused on ecdysterone dosing. In some places I've read 600 to 900 milligrams a day. Can you tell me how much I need? I'm 5'9 and 200 pounds.
Yeah, well, my answer here is going to illustrate the difference between a lot of the crap ecdy that's out there and the good stuff. This 600 to 900 milligrams a day figure is predicated on using a lesser quality product, and it's usually Cyanotis vaga, which is not, it's worth nothing. So we go back to Dr. Sirov. He actually wrote a paper, Anabolic Activity of Ecdysterone Isolated from Rapontocum Carthamoids. The bottom line is a 200-pound trainee would need a minimum of 73 milligrams a day. And, you know, that's not a lot, provided you get a high-quality extract and use it appropriately. You can make astonishing gains, in my opinion. Generally speaking, if a company is going to go through the expense of using Rapontocum, they've got an effective dose in there. So I hope that helps, Tommy.
This really is an issue here. I mean, it's worth saying. Part of the problem with the suggestions is, you know, where you're getting it from. Are you getting the real thing? I mean, you could get garbage and take more than the recommended dose and see no results. Before we go on to Lou Conti's question, which we'll probably pick up in the next segment, I want to go back and comment about the question about intermittent fasting. A real simple way to address intermittent fasting is this. Stop eating at 7 p.m. the latest, the night before, and then wait 16 hours till you have your first meal, preferably after you train. Go ahead and try training fasted if you are metabolically flexible. Avoid eating anything at all, except maybe tea and coffee, black coffee, during your fast. Because if you take amino acids, you run the risk of spiking insulin. And then the whole purpose for the fast is going to be derailed because a fasted state is designed to produce metabolic effects that depend on insulin bottoming out and the lack of any nutrition coming in, significant nutrition of any type, coming into the body so that the body can tend to things like getting rid of metabolic debris and adjusting biological processes that are going to reward you when you do eat, as Rob pointed out. And I just want to mention that. This whole notion that I'm going to fast, so I'm going to take essential amino acids so I don't lose muscle. You're not going to lose muscle if you fast for 16 hours. You may not gain muscle. You may not be building muscle for that 16 hours, but you're not going to lose muscle. There's no need to be taking, you know, and now stims are a different story. I guess stims, they could complement. And some peptides could probably complement, like a ghrelin type GHRP2, GHRP6, or even growth hormone could complement a fast. But you shouldn't be eating anything. You shouldn't be taking in anything that could appear in the gut and in the bloodstream as the side effects of nutrition.
That's a good point. And you're 100% spot on. Thermogenics fit like a glove. And they hit a lot harder on an empty stomach.
I'll tell you, since I've started thyroid hormone, it's taken almost 2 months for my body to really catch up with it. But the thermogenic effect of feeding is so pronounced that Elisa can see me sweating after I eat a big meal.
Wow.
I mean, if your body's not getting hot after a meal, something is not functioning properly. Your body temperature should be going up after a meal because the factory just called all the workers in and said, hey, get busy. And if there's no smoke coming out the smokestack, that means there's nothing going on inside the factory.
Hey, man. Hey, I've got a quick vitamin D question for you.
Go ahead, we may have to answer it on the other end. Go ahead and ask it.
Given a reference range of, 30, I think was the high, I came out at 31. Now, bear in mind, that was, you know, late summer after a lot of sunshine.
This is vitamin D testing?
Yeah,
30 is the low.
Sorry.
30 is typically the low.
Oh, okay.
The high is usually 80.
Okay. My question is, I think you've answered my question. Yes, there is a benefit to getting up a lot higher.
Yeah, a lot of people feel the sweet spot is between 40 and 50. I know people that regularly keep their vitamin D levels up closer to 80. I don't think that's necessary. I think 50, 60 is fine. But I think when you're down in the 30 range, you are opening yourself up to some of the negative effects associated with vitamin D deficiency. That's my opinion.
You've got a great product.
It's really, we're getting feedback already from people who were the prototype testers. So we've got some good stuff we're going to be releasing in the next couple of weeks. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other end. We have a question from Lou Conti. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at the Superhuman Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen. Formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here at the Superhuman Radio Network. If you're concerned about colon cancer, which usually start out as tumors in the colon, you're going to want to listen to the second hour of today's show when we talk about how hot pepper may be what you need more of in your diet. Right now, we have a question from Lou Conti, a nice Italian name. He says, I heard you're on HRT, Rob. Can you describe what it feels like and maybe a little bit about how it compares to pro-hormones?
Yeah, well, I did finally get my HRT squared away after being prescribed a piddly 50 milligrams a week of test sip, which you tried to warn me, Carl. The new doctor has called for, let's say, a lot more, and I didn't argue with him. So I'm barely 3 weeks into it, but I'm noticing some rather profound effects. So here's the short list. By the end of week two, I had a huge improvement in my mood. In fact, I laughed. I laughed at a TV show for the first time in I don't know how long. There's definitely been a huge increase in libido. And by the start of week three, much, much more increased muscle fullness, especially after eating. I mean, it looks like every morsel you eat goes right into the muscle. The most noticeable effect for me, energy. It's not a stimulant type of energy, just the ability to stay awake and alert until about midnight. And this is coming from a guy who was usually in bed at 9. The end of week three, I hopped on the scale yesterday and was pretty shocked. I'm up 10 pounds, and it looks like it's all in the muscles. Now, the downside is it's hurt my body weight exercises.
Yeah, that makes sense, but that's not a bad thing at this point.
No, and people might be shaking their heads at, you know, 10 pounds of muscle in 3 weeks, but consider that was likely muscle memory and a lot of it.
Yeah.
How does it compare to its legal cousins? Well, when methyl 1 test was legal, it did outperform test 6. Only because, well, I have to hang my phone.
What is that? Is it Nicholas's game or something?
No, it's my phone.
Oh, okay.
It's my phone.
Okay.
The only thing that ever outperformed it in terms of muscle fullness that fast was methyl 1 test. Well, we all know the story on that. It's prohibitively toxic. Can't really run it too long. 4-AD sip, that gave a wonderful sense of well-being. It did give a little muscle fullness, but as I recall, it only put on about 4 or 5 pounds. End of the day, test sip wins. The only side effects so far appear to be muscle growth and fat loss. Now, we do know it aromatizes into estrogen in some folks, which is why guys run the Arimidex. It can also increase your blood pressure, depending upon how much weight you put on, and of course, other factors. And then there's acne. Haven't seen any of that. Ironically, test is a Schedule III drug, and possession without a prescription is, in some states, a felony. You know, no less than the AMA and other government agencies actually argued against putting them in the same class as heroin.
The DEA said they did not want to have to go prosecute people for testosterone. They had real drug dealers to go after.
You know, they're sitting in a class.
But thanks to the brilliant Vice President Joseph Biden, who sat in front of Congress and said he would have been a pro baseball player had it been not been for the fact that he refused to take anabolic steroids. And he insulted every pro athlete in one fell swoop with that statement, implying that it was just drugs that made the difference for him to be a pro or become a politician. And he sucked at baseball, and he could have shot 3 grams a day, and he wasn't going to suck any less.
He should have been committed.
He was cut out to be a politician. He was cut out to be a politician. He lies when he says hello. So there you go.
Yeah. I got you.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, that's all right.
The next question comes from, I don't have a name for this question, Rob. It just says, hey, I have $100 to spend on sups every month. That used to go a long way, but not anymore. If that's all you had, what would you use?
You know, I'd opt for two things here: a pre-workout, intensifier, and essential aminos. Here are the reasons why. The pre-workout, a good one, should result in a 5 to 15% increase in momentary strength. And when you put that into the stimulate, recover, grow equation, what it means is a greater growth stimulus. On the essential aminos, nothing goes to work faster intra-workout to recover you, and you need all 9 to grow new muscle. So as you can see, my recommendations leverage those 3 fundamentals of muscle growth. I'd go so far as to say every sup purchase you make should be evaluated that way, because if you apply it to your stash, I'm betting you can weed out a lot of the fluff and save some money.
All right, we're going to squeeze this last question from Mike Loomer. Took you up on Kratom. Fun stuff, but it takes a lot for me to feel it, though, and it isn't cheap. Will taking it with grapefruit juice help?
Well, theoretically, a bunch of stuff helps, but I have found only one that works, curcumin. Now, I've heard a lot of claims over the years about XYZ product, you know, really potentiating something else. I've heard grapefruit juice, this herb or that amino acid. Curcumin's ability to magnify that stuff, Kratom, is off the charts, at least in me. It is unlike anything I've ever experienced. Now, again, it may be individual to me, but two caps of Tranquilogen, that's about 600 milligrams of curcumin. It's a showstopper. It's night and day. I can literally take a third of the usual Kratom dose to get all of the energy, relaxation, and analgesic effects. So give that a shot, Mike. I have a strong suspicion it's going to work and work really well for you.
You know, a good friend of mine texted me this morning and said, did I hear you right? Did you and Rob Reger say to be careful and maybe even avoid Phenibut? And I said, yeah. And he said, why? And I said, because it has no value except maybe on a recreational basis if you want to look like one of the heroin addicts of yesteryear.
Yeah.
To take a big bolus dose and go out and party. I know a lot of people will take very, very low doses and say that it relieves them of anxiety. But I have to wonder if you notice, because you've been prone to anxiety in the past, do you notice the anxiolytic effects of testosterone yet? And do you realize that that's from the conversion to estrogen and why people shouldn't take aromatase inhibitors unless they're getting ridiculously high levels of estradiol? But do you notice the anxiolytic effects yet of testosterone?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because in 3 days, it absolutely killed any anxiety, bad mood. You know, I won't call it depression, but, you know, some days are better than others. I had a couple bad days, and it just kind of rolled right off my shoulders.
Yep. That's exactly it. Yeah.
You know, you've got that clean energy throughout the day.
You feel like you can cope with just about anything. It's like nothing really freaks you out. Yeah. That's the real power of testosterone. It has a powerful anxiolytic effect, and it's because of its conversion to estrogen. Do not take, if you get on testosterone, guys, and your doctor says, I'm writing you a prescription for testosterone and anastrozole, tell them, I don't want anastrozole. Let's wait and see if I aromatize, because all of the benefits of testosterone, even its lipolytic effects, its effects to make you leaner, come from its conversion to estradiol.
I think we're vastly underestimating test's effects on the brain. And from what I can see, they're all upside.
Yeah. You know? I know a doctor in New York that treats anxiety in men once he recognizes that they have suboptimal levels of testosterone. He puts them on testosterone instead of putting them on a Zanbar, a Xanax, and a Valium and a bunch of other crap.
So it works.
That's the way to go.
It flat out works.
I knew it would. I was waiting to hear about that. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got the Blueprint tip of the day. You're not going to want to miss this. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable. But getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shut it.
The Primal D pre-sale is over, if you missed it. So now Primal D is at its normal price, which is $79.95. A lot of people go, wow, that's expensive for a vitamin D supplement. It will last you over a year. Over a year. Chances are if you get blood work done before and after a few months of supplementation, you'll find out that all you need is one squirt every other day because there's a much higher conversion to the more active 25-hydroxy from D absorbed through the skin than orally. So $79 is going to run you about 19 cents a day or less for the single best vitamin D supplement in the world. I keep saying that. People are coming out and saying, I'm pushing too hard on this, but I believe it, folks. This is not hype. It's the right way to get vitamin D through the skin. The analogy I used the other day, Rob Regish, was imagine if researchers wanted to look at the effects of increased oxygen on athleticism, and instead of hooking up the mask to your nose and mouth, they hooked it up to your scalp, and they tried to get the oxygen into your bloodstream through your scalp. You'd go, well, Carl, that's stupid. Yes, it is stupid. So why are we trying to get all this vitamin D through our gut when it's always come through our skin?
Well, I predict the day that they take your picture off and just put Alyssa on there, your sales are going to skyrocket.
Oh, you stink, Rob. That's not nice, man. Okay. Okay. You know what? Okay. Okay. Wait, 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 wait. Wait. Here. That's critical thinking at its best. That's the critical thinking applause button. Anytime somebody supplies critical thinking on the show, we applaud for them. So you're right. I know. My ugly mug shouldn't be on there. What
you
are
you
do?
Once called your face a worn-out leather shoe.
An old leather shoe, yes, because it's all wrinkled. Shoe. And I stand by that. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day, ferocious strength. Is it possible without steroids?
Yeah, you've no doubt heard about impressive feats of strength. Many of these have been well-documented, including the ones I'm about to describe. Now, I've seen some pretty impressive displays myself and often question if drugs were involved. To the trained eye, it sure looked like it to me. But give these a listen and see if you think drugs were involved. John Holtman was a strong man from Denmark who drew immense crowds with his cannonball catch act. He had an accident on the first go around, but eventually got his technique ironed out. He'd stand on one end of the stage, and the cannon was on the other. An assistant fired a 50-pound cannonball, which he would catch with his hands and chest. His first attempt resulted in losing three fingers. That'd be a tough one to fake.
Yeah, I think
he offered he offered 3,000 francs to anyone who could do the same. Nobody even tried. Angus McCaskill was known as the world's largest real giant. By the time he was 20, he was 7'4", eventually growing to 7'10", and he weighed 580 pounds. His show-stopping act was lifting a ship's anchor to his chest. Estimated weight, well over 2,000 pounds. On a side note, Queen Victoria heard stories about this guy and invited him to appear and give a demonstration at Windsor Castle. She proclaimed him to be the tallest, stoutest, and strongest man to ever enter the palace. Louis Cyr, born in Quebec, weighed almost 18 pounds at birth. At the age of 12, he was a lumberjack, and stories of his strength were told by coworkers. You know, they were legendary. His first public display was in Boston. It was during a strongman contest. He stunned the crowd by lifting a horse clear off the ground. Ultimately, he became a police officer in Montreal.
Yeah, you didn't want him stopping you for a ticket.
Yeah. Now, finally, Eugene Sandow. He's often referred to as the father of modern bodybuilding. For his closer, he hoisted two men overhead with one arm. Each of these guys sat in a small pod connected by a makeshift handle. In other words, a human dumbbell. Now, interesting fact about Sandow. He died in 1925. It was reported in the press that he died of a stroke. It was actually complications from syphilis.
Yeah.
He was buried in an unmarked grave at the request of his wife. So it brings up the original question. Were steroids involved in any of these incredible, you know, feats of strength?
Testosterone wasn't even discovered yet by German scientists at those periods of time. I stand to be corrected, but I think it wasn't even discovered yet.
John Holtman, cannonball catcher. He died in 1919. The giant, Angus McCaskill, died in 1863. Louis Cyr, the guy who lifted a horse, died in 1912. And Syphilis Sandow died in 1925. I don't think steroids got into, I'll call it widespread use, but used by athletes until, what, the 1960s?
Yeah.
You know, in the 1950s.
The Russians, the Russians and the Germans were using, yes, playing around with testosterone back then, I think.
Exactly. But, I mean, consider this. These guys all died, you know, around the turn of the century.
Yeah.
And there was no juice.
Well, no but you missed one person.
Who?
A strong man by the name of Joseph Biden.
He once
spewed 600,000 pounds of BS in mere moments. To this day, no one has been able to beat that record.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he is still alive. Yeah. He's our vice president. We're so proud of him. Every day. Every day he opens his mouth, he subtracts from the sum of human knowledge and makes all of us slightly stupider. When he opens his mouth. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. And you know what? And the truth is, if he would have been willing to take steroids, he probably would have been in the Baseball Hall of Fame today. But he refused to take steroids, so he couldn't play pro ball.
Yeah. And as a, you know, a final note, CoachRobRegis.com, I've got the auto calculator up for German loading pattern one for a mere $7 in 6 workouts. You'll be able to see everything I'm talking about. Huge increases in strength.
Did you hear about spinach on my show, or did I mention it to you? Or we did a show a couple weeks ago about the therapeutic effects of certain phytonutrients, and that's when we discovered that.
No, I had heard about it long ago.
That there's ecdysterone in spinach.
Oh, yeah. And no small amount, especially if you don't wash the leaves.
So Popeye, the whole Popeye thing with his massive forearms by eating spinach was probably somehow raised from folklore about spinach ability to beget strength.
He wasn't too far off the mark.
Right.
He knew what he was doing. But, you know, I personally love spinach. I put it in all my salads. And, you know, that and quinoa are both very high in ecdysterone.
So do you think that cooking spinach destroys the ecdysterone?
Yes. And I think any kind of heat on a molecule like ecdysterone is going to.
So you got to eat it raw if you really want to try to get the ecdysterone out of it.
Yeah, it's a little sandy tasting, but what the hell?
No, you can rinse it. I mean, I like raw spinach, but I throw spinach when Elisa and I make chicken soup. We put the spinach in after the chicken soup is done and it's turned off. The burner is off. I throw the spinach in just so it wilts a little bit, but it still retains its flavor and its dark green color. Do you think I'm losing the ecdysterone at that point in time as well?
I'll be honest and say I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I think the safe course is to, the less you do to it, the more ecdysterone you'll be on there.
Eat it raw. Be like Popeye, man. Look at Popeye. How do you know? Popeye knew. He knew about ecdysterone. Who knew? If Popeye was willing to take steroids, he could have played pro ball.
Well, you know, on a positive note, I see more and more companies getting on the bandwagon, and especially with respect to Loxogenin. There are maybe half a dozen companies now offering Loxogenin products. So,
wow. Yeah, and that's what happens when something becomes popular. It works. The demand increases, and companies want to supply people with what they want. And that's not bad. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I am working with Reggie, by the way, of Predator Nutrition, to roll out a new product. Can't say much more than that, but understand it's on the way.
That's awesome. Great company. All right, listen, Rob, thanks as usual for putting together the Blueprint Power Hour. Everybody, you can go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about Rob's products. You can also go to SuperHumanRadio.com. The links have changed. So instead of saying Coach Rob Regish on the link, it actually says, let's see here. I said something about recover faster. Let's see what we have here. It says... build more muscle faster. That's not it. It is recover faster from every workout is what the link says. If you click that, it'll take you to Rob's page and onto his website, CoachRobRegish.com, and you can learn about your special opportunities and offers. Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week with more the Blueprint Power Hour. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. We have news at the top of the hour, as usual. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how hot peppers could be the solution to helping you avoid colon cancer. You're not going to want to miss this one. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us
Lake. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
With your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. New herbicide would bring Hollywood's Terminator to life. A New York Times article last week explained the problem of superweeds, but missed an opportunity to connect the dots between increasing use of the toxic defoliant known as 2,4-D and the serious health risks linked to exposure, which include Parkinson's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, thyroid, and reproductive problems. That's an urgent issue because kids at hundreds of elementary schools across the country will be increasingly likely to be exposed to 2,4-D if the Environmental Protection Agency approves its inclusion in a new herbicide mixture for genetically engineered corn and soybeans. The New York Times story aptly compared the rise of herbicide-resistant superweeds to the premise of Hollywood's Terminator. That's because when a farmer first sprays a field of crops genetically engineered to tolerate being doused with a weed killer, nearly all of the weeds in the field will die off. But those that don't die pose the same threat expressed in Arnold Schwarzenegger's famous warning.
I'll be back.
And like his cyborg movie character, they come back stronger. Excessive spraying of weed killer allows the hardest weeds to survive and multiply, a classic example of evolution at work. Farmers then desperately spray even more weed killer, repeating the cycle until they've created nearly indestructible weedy monsters. The short-term chemical-dependent solution to the superweed problem that Dow AgroScience is now pushing is the agricultural equivalent of Attack of the Clones meets Groundhog's Day, a poor attempt to recreate the magic of the original that is doomed to repeat itself. But Dow is banking on U.S. Department of Agriculture and EPA overlooking the short-sightedness of simply throwing more harmful chemicals at the superweed problem. The new weed killer that the chemical company wants the government to approve is called Enlist Duo, a mix of glyphosate and the older, more toxic chemical 2,4-D. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Phthalates link to testosterone reductions in both genders. Increased urinary levels of endocrine-disrupting phthalates found in flexible plastic in some personal care products are associated with significant declines in testosterone levels not just in men, but in women and children as well, according to research published online in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. The findings add to mounting evidence on the reproductive risk linked to exposures to the endocrine-disrupting chemicals. However, many questions have remained regarding which chemicals are disruptive and who is most at risk. While previous studies have identified phthalates, particular DI2-ethoxyhexyl phthalate, also known as DEHP, to be anti-androgenic in rats and associated with decreased testosterone levels, most studies looking at their effects on testosterone have been small or involved unique subpopulations. In seeking to investigate the relationship in a larger, more general population, Dr. Meeker and colleagues evaluated new data on 13 urinary phthalate metabolites
and serum testosterone levels in 2,208 participants in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey between 2011 and 2012. Whereas multiple phthalates were associated with significant reductions in testosterone in both sexes and various age groups, the strongest association among females was in the 40 to 60 year age group, among whom testosterone levels were reduced by as much as 24% with exposure particular to monobenzyl phthalate. Urinary increases in DEHP were also associated with a 20.1% decrease in testosterone in general. And in the subgroup of boys aged 6 to 12, increases in DHP were associated with as much as 29% reduction in testosterone. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now you can save 15% with our Primal D pre-sale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
I think you'll shag it, baby. You'll switch on, you'll smash it.
Could spicy foods inhibit gut tumors? That's going to be the subject of the next discussion with Dr. Eyal Raz. How you doing, Dr. Raz?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And we have Dr. Petrus DeJong as well. How are you, Dr. DeJong?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good, good. Okay, so let's start with Dr. Raz for a moment. So describe the study that you just performed so that we can understand what it was that you were looking for in this research.
We were looking into two different things. The first one, whether based on our initial, investigation, we realized that this particular receptor or sensor of capsaicin is highly presented in the gut tissues. So the first thing we were looking at was whether it has any impact on animal model that mimic human colon cancer. And the second thing, as usually done in scientific paper, we try to identify the mechanism for it.
Okay. Now, even though this receptor, TRPV1, which is a transient receptor potential for the villanoid receptor 1, right? This is, does not just only react to capsaicin, right? It's thought that it was actually called the capsaicin receptor at one time, was it not? Whoever wants to answer that, jump in.
Yeah. This is Petrus.
Okay.
That is correct. So the receptor has been basically described to be activated by mostly three components. So capsaicin is one of them, but that's really the prototypical activator that is thought. The other thing that can activate the receptor is heat, and that's the reason why when you eat chili pepper, when you eat spicy food, you actually sense it as a hot as heat. And the third thing that is activated by is acidity or low pH. And that seems to be more important regulatory function in the body, not so much to sense low pH, but this is something that's important for regulation.
Okay. So this receptor seems to find itself in the lining of the gut and all the way through the intestines and so on. So when this receptor is activated, what does it do in turn that seems to have perhaps some protective effects against developing tumors?
Okay, well, that's a good question. And the answer, I think, can be very complicated. Let's start with what was known with the receptor, what it was doing conventionally.
Okay.
So it was originally found as described as a pain receptor, because usually when you eat spicy food and when you touch hot objects, you experience this as a very as innocuous stimuli and burns, and those are very unpleasant things. So that's why it was originally coined the pain receptor. And you're very aware of these stimuli. That's very important. So you're aware of these stimuli. But in the gut, we think something else is going on. So there, the pain receptor is silent. So we know when we eat spicy food, we sense it in our mouth and in our esophagus maybe, but once it comes in, reaches the intestines, we don't.
Right. You don't feel it. You don't feel it anymore, right? It doesn't burn. You don't feel it burning all the way through the digestive process at all.
Correct. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. But still, so people thought maybe it doesn't do anything anymore. But that's where we come in, where our research comes in. And we found that the TRPV1 there is not expressed on the neurons, where it's originally described to be expressed, but rather on the cells on the lining of the intestines, the so-called epithelial cells. And what we think is going on is that it's actually not only activated by capsaicin when we eat chili pepper, because it has been evolved through years that we were not exposed to chili pepper. But what we think is that it actually is activated when we by growth signals of the cells.
Mm-hmm.
So when signals are receive cues to divide, then this same receptor is activated, and then it also directly regulates the growth receptor itself. So this is a very intimate loop in which TRPV1 is activated by the growth receptor, and then TRPV1 inhibits the same growth receptor. And this prevents that overactivity of this growth receptor, which is very important for the initiation of tumors in the gut, basically.
From an evolutionary standpoint, why would the growth, division and growth of cells be affected by this this receptor? If I'm understanding you right, the receptor is activated by heat, so that could be chemical or ambient heat in general, or something that has a Scoville rating, for instance, that has a chemical heat that when you taste it burns. So, from a biological standpoint, why would this be something that helps the growth factors that regulate cell division and growth?
Good question again. I can only speculate on this question.
Yeah, that's fine.
But, well, we know that we only have about 23,000 genes in humans. Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, tomatoes, they have a lot more genes than we have. So we have to be careful. We have to reuse different receptors for different functions. So that might be one of the reasons why TRPV1 actually does this trick in the intestines. And basically what it does, it utilizes a downstream mechanism that involves calcium.
Mm.
Calcium signaling is a very powerful signaling pathway in the cells. And we think that TRPV1 is just, in this case, an activator of calcium influx in the cells, which then activates different mechanisms that can regulate the growth.
This is interesting because... Hey,
let me...
Yes, please.
Let me add something to that.
Please.
You are very you write on the mechanism here, and what we see here is that it does not function as usually or traditionally we used to think about it. It's not only that it is activated by its specific what we call agonist that mediate this effect, but it can be also be activated by being associated with other receptors. And one of them is mandatory for the division of multiple epithelial cells in the body. You know that epithelium is a lining of almost every organ that we have. what we identified is that it inhibits its effect on the cells, i.e. proliferation. And everybody understands that proliferation is a mandatory phase in the generation of a tumor and later on for the transformation to cancer.
But we have to take a break, so I'm going to ask this question, and if we can answer it on the other side. Cell division and proliferation can happen in a non-pathological way. I mean, we want cells to replace old cells. You have apoptotic landscape, kills old cells, new cells come in. So whether the cell is differentiated into a cancer cell or a healthy cell, this process can be healthy or unhealthy, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to get deeper into this. We're talking about how spicy foods may actually inhibit gut tumors. This is really, really interesting. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Tell me, it's life just a play. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Eyal Raz and Dr. Petrus De Jong about the potential benefits of capsaicin. And perhaps it has the ability to inhibit gut tumors. So getting back to the discussion at hand when we're going into the break, capsaicin seems to have some mild anti-inflammatory effects, but it looked like the results of your research improved even to a greater degree when cyclooxygenase, or more specifically COX-2, was inhibited, which would lead me to the question I asked going into the break, that epithelial growth factors can be good or bad depending on whether the cell is pathological or not. And when you reduce inflammation, it seems that there is even a greater benefit to this, is there not? Whoever wants to answer that, please jump in.
So I guess, yeah, coming back to the question, what we've said earlier, that proliferation can be good and bad, and eternally bad for cancer. So I guess the answer to that is that there needs to be a certain balance. We need enough proliferation to regenerate the tissues,
right,
because the intestinal lining replaces itself every 5 to 6 days. So we need a high turnover rate of the cells in it to do that. But I guess it is the case that certain individuals are more prone to develop tumors. So you have to have a genetic susceptibility, a higher risk of developing colorectal cancer. And this is basically, this is the mouse model we use.
Right.
This is very representative for individuals with a higher risk of developing colorectal cancer. So we think this mechanism is very important for these individuals, maybe not for the gross population, but especially when you have some genetic risk factors.
Okay. So taking your research and extrapolating it a little bit, how much hot pepper or spicy food, or do we have a Scoville unit suggestion? Like, what were these rats given, these rodents given? Were they rats or mice? I forget. I'm sorry. What were they given that we could extrapolate out to dietary intake ourselves?
Yeah. That's, you know, I mean, here we really need to push ourselves to some guessing.
Sure.
So, first of all, capsaicin, as you know, determine the spiciness of different types of pepper. You almost do not find it in bell pepper, very, very low. And it goes up to a few millions in some specialized peppers that were cultivated by chili lovers.
Right.
I don't think it's really available to the general public because it can be quite
painful,
even dangerous.
yeah.
You know that people or some companies use it in tear gas or you know, in order
pepper
to
gas, sure, sure.
Pepper gas, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And some people even use it to save their life when they confront bears or some wildlife and so on. The issue is, first of all, what type of pepper you are eating. And this is very much different because, for instance, jalapeno is quite hot. It's like, on the scale that you have mentioned, is like, I think 300,000 or something
Scoville,
like that.
Right, Scoville units.
Yeah,
right.
It's very, very different if you eat a pepper that provides you 30,000 or 300.
Okay.
So therefore, what we try to do is not just to work on peppers because here the spectrum is quite large and we try to do that really kind of medicine as much as we could, that we can identify the dose of the chemicals that is derived from the peppers that provide its spiciness. And this is a capsaicin, of course.
So you standardized for capsaicin. So how much capsaicin did you give the little rodents to stimulate?
0.01 of the total food intake that they had.
Ah.
So you can make the calculation what is the equivalent of human.
Yeah, human effective dose, sure, sure.
Yeah, you just need to remember that mice are a little bit different. Not because only they are mice, but their metabolic rate is very, very different. It's by far higher than us or our metabolic rate. And therefore, they eat almost all day long. You know, they eat, I mean, they spend most of their non-sleeping time is committed for eating.
Yes,
Dr. Raz,
I have to debate that. I think most people in the world today do eat all day long. That's part of the problem. But that's another discussion.
That's because other
problems. That's another discussion. Maybe if they had to eat capsaicin, they wouldn't eat as much. But okay, so, before we come to the end of the interview, the bottom line is that when you added this amount of capsaicin to the diet of these rats, they actually lived 30% longer, and they did not experience the expected tumor growths, right?
That's correct, yes.
That's pretty marvelous, I think, from a nutritional standpoint.
Yes. So, yeah, coming back to the dose, we did some more precise calculations on how these doses relate to the human intake. And there is some data in areas where people eat a lot of spices, like Thailand, like Mexico, how much intake they have of capsaicin on a daily basis. And when you compare how much capsaicin we give in our study and how much capsaicin intake these people have in areas where they already have very high intake rate, we gave about 5 to 10 times more capsaicin than these people. So I guess that would mean that people that eat a lot, the most avid fans of capsaicin or spicy food, will probably reach our levels nearby.
That's pretty good. That's fantastic news that it can be achieved easily. And plus, it doesn't only have to be capsaicin. There appears to be gingerol, which is found in ginger, which has its own form of spiciness, seems to activate a lot of these same receptors from the research that I glanced at before the show today. And even curry, I would imagine, has some capsaicin in it, right? That's where it gets its spiciness from.
Well, that's hard to say, because if the capsaicin is very specific for the TRPV1 receptor, that's why it has been a very nice tool in biology to use capsaicin, because we know it is pretty much specific for TRPV1. And when mice do not express the receptor, they also do not show any response to capsaicin. Mm. So capsaicin and TRPV1 are pretty much a one-on-one relationship. So we've been focusing mostly on the capsaicin part. I think the other thing we can say is that we did try, so one thing that's important, that we added the capsaicin to the food of the mice, and the mice eat food basically all the time that they are awake. And this is very important, we think, for this anti-tumor effect to take place. Because when we gave it just once a week,
right,
around the same dose, but just at one dose a week, it did not work at all. So we need constant activation. So, yeah, I guess what you said earlier, that people eat more nowadays, and you need a lot of times a day that you need to take. So,
yeah.
So one way you could replicate it is to put it in a slow-release capsule that only would release the capsaicin, and perhaps with other drugs like the COX-2 inhibitors, very distally or only in the intestines, to bypass the areas where we can sense the spiciness, and then release it in the areas of the gut where we don't sense it anymore. We're not aware of it, but it can still exert its anti-tumor effect. And we envision that would be a very interesting way to...
Yeah, look at that. Enterically coated capsaicin tablets. That's wonderful. I like that idea. There you go. That's a great idea. Well, I want to thank the two of you for coming on the show to talk about this. I think this is good news, and I think that it just furthers the discussion about metabolomics and the effects of nutrition on both disease states and also avoiding disease states in general. And there you go. If those of you out there who have in your lineage, you're worried about colon cancer and this sort of thing, maybe you need to just step up your spicy food. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Elisa Profumo so that we can talk about something that's taking place right now at superhumanradio.com that I think everybody's going to find interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Breaking my back just to know your name. 17 tracks.
Welcome back. This is a different twist. So I have Elisa Profumo on the line with me because she's out of the studio right now, and I wanted her to join me. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How you doing today?
Good, good. So I'm not graced by your beauty in the studio today, so I'll just have to close my eyes and imagine you. Last week sometime, you know how things are, there's synchronicity in life? All of a sudden you hear about something and somebody else mentions it, and you start thinking, my God, like, what's going on here? We had about 4 or 5 different occurrences over the past couple months where someone was talking to us about thigh gap in women being indicative of, like, having a really great figure or reaching a certain level of diet-induced body transformation. And so Elisa and I have talked about it in private. And, you know, I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and write a little blog post about this. And I'm going to find an example of a girl who has thigh gap, and I'm going to find an example of a girl who doesn't have thigh gap, who has muscular, strong-looking, athletic-looking legs, and compare them. And when I posted this article, I really didn't think it was going to be a popular article. In fact, Stephen Lay, who's been a longtime friend of the show, you know, was almost sarcastic when he was like, yeah, this is the most important thing going on in health today, thigh gap. And I thought, you know, well, I wrote about it. I'm not going to worry about it. Well, lo and behold, it has really sparked a debate. Were you surprised by this, Elisa?
I was, especially, well, I guess it's one thing. Stephen Lay, he commented saying that that's not the only thing that obesity, I think he meant that obesity was
is a more important topic, right?
Important topic than thigh gap. But when you consider these young girls who have body dysmorphic disorder, anorexia, bulimia, all trying to do things. I mean, they have Facebook pages for how to get thigh gap. The person who wrote on your page has a book out, The Thigh Gap Hack. It's ridiculous. They have pictures on Pinterest about it. It's all over the internet on how to get thigh gap. They even have plastic surgeons. They have an FDA-approved machine called Cool Sculpting, which can help to achieve thigh gap and get rid of muffin top. What happened to hard work and exercise and being healthy?
Which actually gives you more benefits than just looking a certain way, but you're right. And so I posted this article. And somebody, as Elisa points out, who operates a website called The Thigh Gap Hack, H-A-C-K.
Well, she also has a book on Amazon.
Yes, but I'm saying, and she has a book. She came on the Superhuman Radio page and she posted that, you know, what I'm saying is completely wrong. Please stop spreading misinformation. She has helped numerous women reach their level of desired thigh gap. And you can still be healthy. And this is it's insane. This is a woman. By the way, this is a woman. Women suffer the greatest from the media's exposure to these concepts that every woman should look like one of these supermodels, which, you know, they eat tissue paper not to gain weight.
Well, and not only that, but so many of the photos that you see of people are photoshopped today as well.
Right. Right.
So you're trying to achieve something that is not real.
That's a good point. And you know what? That's a good point. But anyway, when you go to this Thigh Gap Hack book and you look at it, this woman is telling women not to lift weights because that just makes your legs bigger, and that you shouldn't lift weights. You should do lots of cardio type stuff that withers you away in order to achieve thigh gap. And the analogy that I used in my response to her is, so what you're saying is like, okay, being able to see your ribs, which usually when someone is emaciated and undernourished, they start to see their rib cage. So in other words, like being able to see your ribs is the goal that you should strive to be able to see. So starve yourself into, that's exactly what she's promoting. She's promoting something that's unnatural for a lot of people because they don't have the width in their hips to even have thigh gap. And using that one thing as the goal to shoot for and abandoning all important aspects of health and longevity, like telling women to lose muscle on their legs, that's just downright irresponsible.
And also on her Facebook page, many of the pictures that people have posted, these girls look like they're anorexic, first of all. And then in her book, you can read some excerpts of her book, so I read some of it. And she's saying that muscular thighs are representative of overdeveloped hamstrings and quads.
Overdeveloped. So every athlete out there, every female athlete has overdeveloped hamstrings and quads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just nonsense. And you know what the really good thing about all this is? So a lot of women in the Superhuman Nation came out and posted on the Facebook page, on the Superhuman Radio page, saying that this is nonsense and this is an atrocity and this woman should be embarrassed. And ironically, She is tagged in a lot of these, and she has not been back to the website at all to dispute any of these comments or even raise an argument in her own behalf, because it's idiocy that women would strive for thigh gap. That is not something to achieve. Now, if you are training and focused on health and you're using resistance training, you're building muscle throughout your whole body, and you also have thigh gap, well, then that anatomically, that's what you have. But withering your legs away until you look like, and I even said this to her, I says, maybe your next book can be how to look like a prisoner of war camp survivor. Like, that could be the goal, like to be completely withered away up and down, not just your legs, your entire body. I mean, it's an atrocity. But I'm surprised that women aren't coming out against this woman here. I can't believe that she has followers.
I know. Let me just read this real quick. It says,
please.
This is from her book. Women who are battling muscular legs find themselves having to purchase bigger jean sizes that may fit the thigh area and leave a lot of room in the waist and or baggy in the growing. Needless to say, this is not a good look.
No.
So,
I love muscular thighs. I think women with big, muscular, strong-looking thighs are sexy. I mean, you look at these athletes, these tennis players, these Jason Kaliva pointed out, you know, his favorite athlete because of their physical attributes are, you know, these pro volleyball players. They have muscular legs from jumping, plyometrics all day long, muscular upper bodies, well-tanned. I mean, I think there's nothing sexier than an athletic-looking woman.
Well, I personally, as a woman, would rather look athletic as opposed to skinny and scrawny. And I don't think that striving to be skinny is something that women should do. Now, there are women who are naturally thinner and leaner than others, the different body types. But skinny fat or even just skinny is not healthy.
Well, that's another thing that she doesn't make a distinction. So as long as you have thigh gap, then you've reached your goal. It doesn't matter if you've lost so much muscle and you still have a lot of sub-Q fat that you're now pre-diabetic or becoming insulin resistant. As long as you have thigh gap, you've reached your goal. And this is the attitude that permeates the media that causes so many women to dislike their bodies when their bodies are perfect. But they want to look like some skinny, waifish model. This is the nonsense that women should be railing against. Women should be going to this thigh gap hack Facebook page and going, what you're promoting is an atrocity. That you're promoting this notion that women should look like they survived the POW camp and have such skinny legs that there's gap in between them.
Now, you're going to love this from her book. It says, your main focus will be on your diet and what you consume after your workout to prevent muscles from getting bigger and encourage muscles to get smaller.
So she's telling women to lose muscle. Nothing hurts a woman more than the loss of muscle as they age. They become frail. They fall. It affects osteoporosis, as you pointed out in your comment on there. I mean, This woman is telling women like Tracy Anderson how to beat a fast path to disease and illness. We have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. Right now, you can save 15% with our Primal D presale. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay, I think we kind of hit that one head on. So I just think that any book that promotes something that's going to lead to frailty and poor health is doing all of its followers a great disservice, and anybody who's looking for that is really misguided. I mean, you have anything else you want to add to it, Elisa?
The only thing is I, during the break, I went to her Facebook page and I just looked at some of the posts on there. And it's first of all, it's amazing to me that she has 2,203 likes. And she posted a picture and it says, before and after thigh gap, skinny legs picture. So skinny legs picture.
Yeah.
It's all about being skinny. And there was a picture of a girl with a little short jean skirt on, and her knees are not kneed. And she said, don't you want to look like this fall?
Terrible.
I don't want to have knock knees.
You know what? I mean, you get a disease and you lose a lot of weight. You look like that. So I don't know what this girl is doing, but she's doing people a great disservice. I want to talk about something else for a second.
Okay.
Did you have a chance to listen to the interview right before you came on the air?
I did not. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I want to talk about it.
Okay.
So just eating more spicy food could reduce the threat of colon cancer.
Really? How is that?
Because capsaicin, which is the component that gives peppers its spiciness, you know, that it's measured in Scoville units, seems to both reduce inflammation and reduce the proliferation of rogue endothelial cells that line the intestines and the colon. And the hotter, the better. And they had a transgenic mouse model. These rodents, or rat model, I asked him and he never answered. I have to look back at the study. I don't have it in front of me, but I read it. The rodents were transgenically predisposed to develop colon cancer. And the rodents that got capsaicin in their food throughout the day had a 30% longer lifespan than the rodents that didn't, and they didn't succumb to colon cancer.
Do you have to eat that spicy stuff every day?
Well, yeah, you would have to eat it every day, obviously, if you were prone to colon cancer. But if you're not prone to colon cancer, just making sure that you get some spicy food in you every week, you know, a few times a week, yeah. But they had a brilliant idea. An enterically coated capsaicin tablet. So it doesn't burn your mouth. It doesn't burn your stomach because you don't feel hot from peppers once it hits the intestines. You only feel it in your mouth, down your throat, and in your stomach. And then after that, you don't feel it. So they said, you know, a capsaicin tablet that's enterically coated so it doesn't dissolve or open up, so to speak, until it's in your intestines. That's a brilliant idea.
That is a good idea.
Especially for people who are worried about colon cancer.
Are they working on that?
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure that they are. But you know what? That's not something that, I mean, anybody could do it out there. Anybody. We could do it.
I was going to say, maybe could be a new supplement.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, and see, the other thing is that ginger also activates the same receptor that capsaicin does. It's the villanoid receptor. And so, and that's why ginger also protects people against colon cancer as well. And ginger is a lot easier to tolerate than capsaicin.
Well, then why not? I mean, just putting ginger in your coffee or in tea in the morning, every morning, would that help?
Or taking a teaspoon of ginger a couple times a day if you are worried about colon cancer. If you've had a threat, if you've had maybe some precancerous tumors removed from your colon and you're worried, I mean, just start taking a ginger extract a couple, three times a day.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I like the ginger idea.
Well, and plus, I mean, think about this. So this is a spice, and it's protecting people against cancer. I mean, yet again, this fortifies our position in the superhuman nation that the wrong foods can cause disease and the right foods can cure disease. I mean, here's evidence of it. I mean, it's pretty cool, I think. And, of course, they're going right for the genetic model, these two guys, the doctors. They're really nice guys. But, I mean, right away they're like, well, some people have genetic predisposition for colon cancer. No, some people have a genetic predisposition that the foods they eat cause inflammation. Their bodies become highly inflamed. This is what leads to cancer. We know this, the disruption of the mitochondria. Ironically, capsaicin affects the mitochondria in a positive way as well.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
We need to get some hot sauce, huh?
Yeah, well, or, you know, eat hot food a couple times a week. That's easy enough to do.
Hot in spiciness, not hot in temperature.
Yeah, hot in spiciness, exactly. Spicy food a couple, three times a week if you're worried about colon cancer. You know what else is funny? We talked about this, and I want to share this with the audience. So we always talk about, or we always hear that geneticists say people have a genetic predisposition. You get your genes from your parents, and they give you a predisposition. But you know what else you get from your parents? Your lifestyle. So just the way your parents hand you the genetic predisposition to things, they hand you the lifestyle that trips it. I mean, think about it, right? We all, I have a genetic predisposition for breast cancer. And I've developed a lifestyle from my mother, the way I eat, the way I sleep, the things I expose myself to, that also may have been the reason that my mom got breast cancer, not necessarily the genes, because we know that it's epigenetic, right?
Yes.
So you learn your epigenetics. Your parents pass down their epigenetic habits to you just the way they pass down their genes to you.
Well, and I guess that would be when someone adopts a child, And if you say an obese parent adopts a child, they have none of the same genes, but they too become obese.
Yeah, great point. And if probably if you track down their mom, their real mom and dad, they may not be obese at all.
Yes.
So it's the environment. So it may be more important what your parents and your family structure instill in you in as a lifestyle may have a greater role in whether or not you develop a disease than the actual genes that they give you. I mean, nobody's talking about that.
No, they're not.
So anyway, pretty cool stuff. Anyway, Alisa, I appreciate you coming on and talking about the thigh gap.
It's interesting how much conversation that one blog about thigh gap has brought.
I would have never thought anybody, I would have thought that the Can We Trust Vitamin D research would have gotten more people comments than the thigh gap one. You know, because I made the supposition in another blog post, Can We Really Trust Vitamin D Research?
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of the theories about vitamin D have been gathered from populations that get a lot of sun, not that take a lot of vitamin D supplements. And so we take this, and then we say, well, I guess taking vitamin D orally will give you the same benefits, and some yes and some not. There's a lot of contradictory research out there. One study shows vitamin D supplements do this. Another one shows it didn't do that, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I said in this blog post the other day, what if the inconsistency in vitamin D research has more to do with the fact that we're taking it orally? And the analogy I gave, which I also mentioned earlier in the show briefly, is if you're a scientist and you want to look at exercise performance, we know that the pulmonary system diffuses oxygen through the heart to all the systems in the body. So we know that we breathe in through our nose and mouth, goes to our lungs, and boom, it goes where it has to go. What if exercise physiologists said, hey, we're going to do research on the benefits of increased oxygen intake, but instead of putting a mask over people's nose and mouth and letting them breathe the oxygen in the normal way that it is delivered, we're going to put a cap on your head and feed the oxygen-rich air to your scalp. And then they go, wow, increased oxygen does not benefit exercise performance, even though other studies have shown it. And my analogy is, look, we're supposed to get vitamin D through our skin. That is where it's supposed to come through. That's where it's come through for millions of years. This whole swallowing vitamin D through fortification and supplements is a relatively new phenomenon. What if it turns out that all the benefits of vitamin D are gathered when you get it through your skin, and only some of the benefits are gathered when you take it orally? What if vitamin D researchers need to start looking at this? No one's talking about it.
Well, you have lots of good ideas that you've just talked about in this 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What about the people who are cutting open their gel caps and putting that on?
That is so funny. So on the Perfect Health Diet Facebook page, they're so insistent about ignoring my new product. And they really are. They just came out against Primal D. Oh, it's junk. Now they're cutting their vitamin D capsules open and rubbing the oil on their skin. So Alisa tried it at home. It is a mess.
Well, I did. So one day I cut the gel cap open, and first of all, it was just a mess. It was oily and just trying to keep it on and get it on. It got everywhere, and it just stayed. It skimmed the top of my skin.
And it just stayed there.
It didn't absorb. It just stayed there. So the next day I sprayed the Primal D on, and within a few minutes I could taste it.
Right.
Like it had already absorbed into my system.
Yeah, and people who ordered Primal D, it was all shipped out yesterday. You're going to get it. One of the things you're going to notice is when you spray it on, you actually taste it in your mouth within a minute. So you know that it's getting into your body.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it. I know. That's pretty funny over there. I am refraining from going to that Facebook page any further because there's just a bunch of argumentative people over there, and I'd rather stay away from it.
Whiny.
Anyway, listen, Alisa, thanks for being on the last portion of the show with me today.
You're welcome.
It was a real treat.
I will see everyone on Friday.
There you go. Thanks, Alisa.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
All right, so there you have it. Thanks to Rob Regish for coming on and performing the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com. Also, Thanks to Dr. Eyal Raz and Dr. Petrus DeJong for talking about the benefits of spicy foods. Eat spicy foods if you are worried about colon cancer. And then, of course, thanks to Elisa for coming on and helping me fill this last half hour. And today is Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We have a great show planned tomorrow. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you then.